California has just 6 months left to meet a federal court deadline to reduce its adult prison population from 156,000 inmates to 109,000. That's in a prison system designed to hold just 80,000 people. The state's not there yet, and it might not meet that deadline. But last week, Governor Jerry Brown said the state's prison crisis is over, and he wants the federal court out of the system.
There's no question that there were big problems in California prisons. Overcrowding, lack of health care, lack of mental health care, and lots of other problems. But after decades of work, the job is now complete.
The governor said that last week. But even after diverting low-level offenders to county jails, the state still expects to be 9,000 inmates over the cap by the June deadline. Governor Brown says that's not so bad.
Our prisons are not overcrowded. I know there's a design capacity, but that's a somewhat arbitrary figure. The experts that not only work here in California, but whom we've hired to come and look at our system, advise me that our system is meeting the highest standards of health care and mental health care. And for that reason, there's no justification for the federal court to say you can only hold a certain number of people in the prisons. The prisons are now being run well, and there's no further need for this kind of prison cap.
James Austin thinks there's another option. He's the head of the nonprofit JFA Institute and an expert in correctional planning and research, and he was hired to draft a plan to help the state meet its goal. He says what he's come up with would not only reduce the state's prison population, but also lower crime rates and save thousands of taxpayer dollars. He submitted his recommendations in a declaration to the U.S. District Court and spoke with KALW's Nancy Mullane about how the plan would work.
The plan is basically to lower the percentage of time served that inmates are sentenced for, and to also provide incentives for them to participate in programs which will reduce their recidivism rates. If you do those two things, we can easily hit the target set by the federal court.
Well, how do you know that your plan won't jeopardize public safety? I think that's one of the concerns that Governor Brown stated in his press conference was, you know, this is what the federal court is asking, but he said, I'm not going to risk public safety by hitting that number. So how does your plan hit that number but not risk public safety?
Well, there's a couple of things working in our favor. First of all, in California and in the country, the California's crime rate has dropped dramatically, and it's now where it was in the 1950s. So we have that going for us. At the trial, I indicated that we could pick certain types of prisoners and change their length of stays because we do know two things. If you change the length of stay from, say, 18 months to 12 months or 24 months to 16 months, that does not change the recidivism rate of people come out. It remains the same. Secondly, we know that the vast majority of people who are arrested in California each year are not people who are on parole supervision or have come out of prison recently. Most of that crime is being committed by other people. So we know that the newly released inmates comprise a very small part of the crime picture. So if you adjust the length of stay and you go after people that are low to moderate risk to begin with, you end up with results that show that the crime rate will not change if you enact these policies. So it's a calculation that we do. It's based on recidivism rates, CDCR's own research. The other thing I'll just mention is that when I testified at the trial and argued that scientifically we could lower the prison population at that time, what's happened is that we have removed or lowered the state prison population by 50,000 inmates. The overall system has dropped about the same amount, and during this time period, crime rates have dropped in California. So it's extremely clear to everyone in the criminology field that you can reduce prison populations and reduce crime rates at the same time. California is not the only state that's done this. New York has done this as well, as has New Jersey.
And in your declaration that you submitted to the U.S. District Court on January 7th, And when you submitted this plan, you also identified how much money the state of California would save if, in fact, they went with your recommendation, the plaintiff's recommendation for meeting this prison overcrowding reduction. How much do you see the state saving?
Well, the prison budget would drop over $800 million per year. There would be an additional cost because you have more people out on parole supervision. That would go up about $90 million. So the net gain is somewhere between $700 million a year. So that's a lot of money that, A, we could either save, or B, we could reallocate to the counties and use for crime prevention activities, which we know are much more effective at the county level rather than at the state level.
You've spent quite a bit of, years looking at this data, looking at the state of California. Are you kind of surprised that the governor didn't take or didn't even mention your recommendation or the plaintiff's recommendation in his press conference? Or in fact, it doesn't seem that he's even read it.
Well, my personal opinion is that it was a great opportunity and is a great opportunity to completely re-engineer California's sentencing structure so that not only can we make it more effective, we can save a lot of money, but we can also, I think, further reduce the crime rate. So I hope he takes the time to read it. I think it's got some good options for him and the legislature. I think it's very doable. We've done this before in California. We can do it again. So I hope we go forward.